Absolutely. Olivia, I believe, you just mentioned David Philp there. I believe your BIM husband will be at the drinks,
Yes,
the.
he is. Hashtag husband. And I'm a hashtag bimbo.
Now, as well as those, you're also going to be in attendance at the actual Digital Construction Show as well. What advice can you two give to those who may be coming along?
Yes, definitely going to be there. Obviously, a couple of days, myself and my colleague Dean on the technical front will be kind of joining as well. They're great, really. I mean, the events of this kind of scale and nature, they're brilliant. You sort of, aside from all the kind of learning and development, so you're in there kind of learning latest advances in technology, you're kind of rubbing shoulders with the kind of best in the business and the people with that real sort of drive to see what's going on. It's a great sort of networking event, and you see these familiar faces, and it's great just to sort of maintain that constant support, and that flows on to things like BIMnet and kind of our other events as well. So I recommend just getting along and seeing what's going on, introduce yourself to people, ask questions, and you never know what might happen.
Who knows? And you've mentioned BIMnet quite a number of times. I think it's about time we talked about it. But as you mentioned, you are one of the organisers of BIMnet. It is one of London's most popular conference series as well for BIM. Did you guys ever envisage that it would become as successful as it has been?
I think we did actually, and Bespoke as a whole, and one of my jobs here as marketing and events is to put together networking events, not just for BIM, but for all of our other design disciplines. I go to so many other events that focus on architecture that it's important that we look at the other realms that we work in. For instance, we've just done a big furniture auction working with all of the Clerkenwell showrooms that we work with. So on that kind of networking side, I've always tried to create different things for different disciplines. So BIMnet was the first one that we did for obvious reasons, because the legislation's coming in and we wanted to support and to prepare the design industry for just what was going to happen with BIM. And when we met with the four partners, as I said, Plough & Craven, Levitt Bernstein, AECOM and Wilmot Dixon, we didn't quite envisage it was going to get this big, because at that point, nobody really knew if BIM was ever going to become into legislation. It was all a bit of a 50-50. But we persevered, and we were finalists for the Building Awards, actually, for BIM Initiative in 2013. Unfortunately, we didn't win. We still got that kudos there. And I think it really is just the fact that the four of us have got such a strong allegiance in sharing information, knowing exactly the right people to get along to speak, approaching the right supporters, and making sure that people like David Philp are available to come and give us the best industry insights into any BIM information. And I think also, it's not a stuffy event. It's very informal. People know that they can possibly turn up late or whatever it is if they're delayed at work, and it's not going to be too much of a problem. And we've built relationships with people over the last 4 years, so yeah, I think that's a success. And of course, we do have hashtag bin beers and hashtag bin mojitos and, well, hashtag baguettes, bin baguettes, and all of that sort of thing. So yeah, no, it's great. And who knows what's going to happen next year? Because again, it's something that we need to talk to our partners about, because once BIM legislation comes into play in 2000, what is it, 2000 April next year, isn't it? We potentially, the industry might not need us as much. So it's all about establishing those. I hope we carry on. I hope we carry on forever.
Yeah, fingers crossed. All you need is a BIM mojito and a BIM baguette, so hopefully it does continue. And
time.
now, for anyone who is listening, you can check out videos as well of BIMnet over at the B1M's YouTube channel and website as well. So I just thought I'd throw that one in there. Now, what do you think is the secret to BIMnet's success?
BIM is really, at this stage, a kind of a relatively small industry. Sort of, it becomes familiar face sort of territory. So at various events, we see the same people. We see the sort of, we build a real sort of network, and it's kind of gathering momentum. And one of the most important things, I think, success-wise, is that it becomes a real sounding board. So, the people come to our BIMnet event, they really sort of get involved in the kind of Q&A session. So the talk goes ahead, and there's this opportunity to really sort of speak about what you want and analyze, critique, whatever manner you want. And there's a support for the people that you recognize around you. And that then leads on to sort of other things in the industry. You can hop around and sort of know that you're going to be able to see somebody there. So I think, again, it comes back to the sort of small movement, key people, key faces, all sort of joining together.
Mm-hmm. Now, you two joined together for this interview, and it is time for you to wear together again, because it's time for the quickfire crunch time questions. We've heard about you professionally and all that you do in your day job, so now it's time to get to know you personally as well. So, there's going to be 2 minutes on the clock for you both, and we're going to answer some fun quickfire questions. So, if you're both ready.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's crunch time. Olivia, who would you pick to play Jamie in a film of his life? And Jamie, same question to you, vice versa.
No, gorgeous Jamie. Who do you most look like? I think it's got to be Gerard Butler.
Well, that's a compliment.
Gosh. Well, if I was going to sort of a tricky question, actually, I was doing a bit of homework the other night, and I sort of thought, it's not really a conventional answer. It's not really a film. I'm sure a film's been made, but if anyone remembers Popeye... Papa's got a lovely wife called Olive Oil. Who basically makes
I thought you were going to say some supermodel or something. Thanks. I'll take my answer back now.
Oh my goodness. Olive Oil and Gerard Butler. What a combination. Now, Olivia, if you're going to refer a TV series to a client, what would you recommend?
Definitely The Sopranos. Whenever I think about it, I always wish that I'd never seen it so I can watch it all over again.
Fantastic answer. Now, Jamie, you were sorting out the food for a bespoke party. What would be the first food you would buy for the buffet?
Well, Olivia and I were talking about this, and we think that the next kind of food event we do has got to be Bim Sliders.
Ooh, interesting.
Hashtag Bim Burgers.
Bim Burgers.
Get some salsa on there as well. I'd like the sound of that. Now, Olivia, what is your favourite drink?
Alcohol? No, not really. probably a very a cosmopolitan, actually. That's my favourite.
A nice answer. Now, Jamie, what two objects would you take with you on Desert Island and why?
Well, I was going to say my girlfriend first up, but I think I'll revert back to my BIM study so that I can actually sort of get that done. And the second thing would be a boat so that I can get away when I need to.
Good answer. I have actually interviewed someone before who said wife, but then he took it back because she's not an object. And finally, Olivia, if you could take part in any TV game show or reality TV show, what would you pick and why?
This is a really hard question. I think it would just obviously be probably The Undateable. And I think you probably all know why.
Oh, and the time is up. Oh, my goodness. The Undateables with Olive Oil, never mind. Eh? So, thank you very much, you two, for being here today. It's been an absolute pleasure, a real laugh, and I really look forward to seeing you in London at Digital Construction Week. Before you do go, though, if people want to get in touch with Bespoke online, find you on social media, where can they get that information?
Well, obviously, our website is bespokecareers.com, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as believe it or not, Bespoke Careers. So yes, but if you want to email me directly, you can, olivia.m@bespokecareers.com. Or if you need to speak to Jamie, it's jamie.r@bespokecareers.com too.
Nice and easy. Well, thank you very much, you two, for an absolutely cracking interview. And BIM Crunch listeners, there'll be another edition of Crunch Time next week, so make sure you stay tuned for that.